cafe anyway. Welcome to cafe anyway.
Mike's Daily Podcast.
It's FFF episode 3182, 3182, and Mike Matthews singing a song here at Cafe Anyway.
Mike's Daily Podcast.
Somewhere in Podcastro Valley, the last place on earth, land of Maritopica. Where we go, here we go, here we go, here we go, here we go. We're singing a song, we're singing a song, we're doing a show. Here we go, here we are, broadcasting from Cafe Anyway in Podcastro Valley. Hey, I didn't, well, guess they kind of rhyme.
Mike's Daily Podcast.
I'm a hit songwriter, everybody. Welcome to the podcast today. I'm not a hit songwriter, but
Mike's
once upon a time,
Daily,
I got really excited
podcast,
playing with my keyboard.
Yeah.
And I could do all kinds of cool sounds with it. And I found some drum loops and I came up with this awesome music backup sounds that you hear in your ears. So that's what that song is from. It's our theme song, our little non-imposing theme song that we bring to you because that's what we do. A non-imposing theme song. Can't be wrong. And it's called a podcast because of what they called way back when an iPod. So, what does that mean? It means that there was a device that Apple came up with that says, hey, you don't have to walk around with a cassette player anymore or a CD. We actually had these portable CD players that were, they tried to get as small as possible. So it was just basically as big as your CD that you wanted to listen to. And you would put it in there and you hit play and it would play for about 5 minutes. That's it, just 5 minutes and it'd run out of power. And it would start skipping like crazy because it was running out of power. And you had to walk, if you were gonna jog, you had to jog, try and jog as completely, you would have to make your legs total shock absorbers because you could not vibrate in any sort of way or shake at all. It would cause the CD to skip.
And here's today's podcast picture.
So useless. I understand now why radio got so big is because nothing, you had cassettes that would get all tangled up and, or they, the, you know, they, some of the batteries, some of them just didn't, what, how do I put this? They played normally for a while and then before you know it, it was slowing down. Girls just wanna have fun. Okay, that kind of sounds cool. But the late, great Basil the Boxer would agree. The podcast picture's not of Basil. We have to get a picture of the late, great Basil the Boxer on very soon. But this is of a spot that I took him to actually a couple times. It's very dog-friendly. It is Jack London Square in Oakland. And it is, it has cleaned up quite a bit since I was there in February and just utterly gutted, looking around going, oh, it looks terrible. The graffiti, that there was a part of the walkway that had started to sink because it's all, you know, right by the water, so the ground could be kind of unstable there in that area. And they've done a lot of work to make it look nice. There had been a restaurant that had closed up. Now that restaurant's occupied again. So, and they have, I think it Dan and, what's it, Dan and Steve? Dan and Frank, Dan and Eric's, whatever that place is where people play video games and stuff, and even though they're adults. Steve and Dan, Steely Dan, something like that. So the podcast pictures of that, see it at mikesdailypodcast.com and all the past podcast pictures.
This is interesting.
It's so interesting.
Wow, this is interesting.
I put that all together, and you can see it all at mikesdailypodcast.com.
John.
Oh, I didn't see her that
John's
day.
Are passed down.
When I was...
My John's are blue.
When I was at Jack London Square. With her blue
John's,
jeans.
John's blue.
There might have been someone there with jeans on, blue jeans, but no, I was in shorts enjoying a wonderful, it's a ferry ride that takes you from one side of the harbor there in Oakland, from the Jack London side over to, what do they call it? I guess the Alameda side. There's a name of that park I can't think of the top of my head. That's a brand new park that they built within the past couple of years. Very lovely. Nice little, and it's free. It's a free ferry ride. It leaves like every half hour or so. The nicest people run it too. And you get a cool view about halfway through the ride, which takes all of a minute. You get a nice view, if it's not a foggy day, a clear shot of seeing San Francisco and the skyline. So, but yes, picture there, mikesdailypodcast.com. We were discussing iPods, and we are always so ever so thankful to the iPod, because thus we have the podcast, and that's what this is, Mike's Daily Podcast. But they were discontinued. Did you know they stopped making them in 2022? Now, searches have been peaking recently for iPod eBay. That's the search, one of the biggest searches.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I will.
Because I will look for an iPod, is what people are saying. Kids are scrambling for a secondhand gadget to listen to music on while they're at school or just wear as an accessory. Hey, kids, do not try picking up one of those CD, those portable CD players were awful. The little one, okay, the boombox ones maybe were better. But the little ones that you could kind of shove into, I think they made like a fanny pack for them for a while that you could run with. The shaking would always cause them to skip. It was pointless. And then even with a cassette player, running with it or walking quickly or just being jolted to
from. I don't know. Who can I talk to about?
Uh-huh.
I
mean, about cassettes?
Come on, wake up. What are you guys doing?
Huh?
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 I don't know what you're doing.
I don't know.
Wake up. Not woke up.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Those are words to live by. Thank you, sir. Cassette. I think he needs to go back to listening to a cassette player. If you just jostled him ever so slightly, you would get the woo, woo, woo thing. Maybe you find that cool. Maybe you just want to work for Dutch Brothers and become a bro-ista. A bro-ista. Listen. I know. There are tech bros and there are broistas. Dutch Brothers, is that... As we go inside a cafe anyway, where we bring you Mike's Daily Podcast.
Anyway.
Somewhere in Podcaster Valley, the last place on earth, in the land of Ameritopka, we are broadcasting from Cafe Anyway. And I don't know... I was a fan of the Dutch Brothers. I loved that logo. I get, because it's, you know, Dutch, and their flag kind of reminds me of Germany's flag, and... Oh, I got to make a joke about Germans because, you know, my mom's German, so I can do it. And I had on my dad's side, my great-grandmother was 100% German. So I would just like to say that I am very impressed by accordion players because they got to do that.
Pretty interesting.
Yeah, they got to, you know, pull it out to suck in the air and then you squeeze it back in to create the sound, and then meanwhile you're playing a piano, and meanwhile you're touching all those buttons on the side. I don't know what they do, and you're doing this and that, and it is so involved and it's so much work, and despite all that you're still playing an accordion. It still sounds awful. Just saying.
Mike's Daily Podcast, broadcasting from Cafe Anyway.
Apologies to all my family members, German family members. No, I know. There's some cool songs. It's a lot of work just for the sound of an accordion is all I'm saying. Hey, so did you hear the story? Do you know what perfect pitch is? When you can throw an accordion into a dumpster. I think I did that joke wrong. Or there's... This was a joke that had to do with banjos, and I love the sound of banjos. They're awesome. But hey, this guy, someone broke into his car. He had a banjo sitting in the back seat. Someone broke into his car and left another banjo.
And the Oscar goes to
these jokes. These were bluegrass musician jokes. Bluegrass is not the easiest music to play, and despite all that work, you're still playing just bluegrass music. No, I'm kidding. I love a good bluegrass song. I have friends. You cannot just be going like, okay, synthesizers. You find a chord, you hit it with your hand. That's your whole song for a lot of synthesized dance music stuff. And the drum machine. Sorry. I just get a little excited. And it's doing all the machinery's doing all the work. But with the bluegrass, there's basically all these guys playing together, hitting notes as fast as they can, and then singing songs about, you know, the dog won't chase the stick anymore, the cows won't make milk anymore. There's just all these stories, and it or awful outlaws.
Revenge is a dish best served cold. You think about that.
Outlaws of the Old West getting revenge against broistas. Okay, so what is this protein maxing I'm hearing about? Coffee is moving from artisanal craft coffee to the world of functional beverages. I love that word, functional. I hate the word content. I hate the words content creator. I hate the word creatives. I hate the word right? But I love...
Oh, Mike. You're such a creative soul.
See, all right. I'll take that. I am trying to be myself. And sometimes that ends up being creative, a creative soul. But functional is a whole thing. Functional. So these people working out in a gym, paying all this money to work out at a place, at a club, to work out. And I'm thinking, you know, they're expending all this energy. And they're walking on these treadmills. They should do these treadmills.
You got to be able to look at a room and still look at your app and hit the app and use the app. But you still got to look at a room. Otherwise, you're going to walk into a wall.
You got to look at the room. Like... Ouch. Ouch.
I love Mike.
I will never get this.
I'd give him a raise, but.
Nope. Yeah. No, you're cheap. The thing is, it's not up to him to give me a raise, let's just say. But let's just say this, is that I can never get to the end of this point, the end of the sentence. And that is, what about functional gym equipment? That you're expending all this energy to lose weight, and all that energy is just going nowhere. It's just, what if it actually powered something? Like I've discussed, Ed Begley Jr. used to have that bike. I don't think he's doing so well. Did he have a stroke? Well, anyway, he used to have a bike in his kitchen, and he would ride the bike, and it would power his a generator that would power his or it would turn a generator that would power his toaster is what I'm saying, so he could have some toast.
All right.
Is that telling me I shouldn't eat toast anymore? Does eating a lot of toast cause a stroke? Have a well-balanced diet is probably the best thing to do to avoid a stroke. And go see your doctor and make sure you're doing all the right things. And probably not drinking this kind of awful stuff.
Live and loco.
That Dutch Brothers makes. Live and locally. They're all over the place in the Bay Area. It used to be you'd have to drive inland quite a bit into the heart of the valley there in California to go possibly... to get a Dutch Brothers. And I used to love them, but their prices have gone through the roof. So what people want is functional beverages, protein-packed lattes, cold foam. Now, I don't understand how cold foam helps you. I guess it has protein in it because it's from milk from a cow that was sung about in a bluegrass song. But Dutch Brothers employs...
Ridiculous random host.
Thank you for... judging my posts as such. But they are called Broistas. It's a menu. Its menu has entire selections of protein coffee options, smoothies, and customizable energy drinks. All that means, cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. It means they're making lots of money, and they have definitely raised their prices from back when I was enjoying them. And I like their cups. Their cups are really resilient. You can put their cups in a dishwasher and they will not shrivel up and become tiny little microscopic cups, which can sometimes happen if you try and wash cups from a fast food place. I'm just suggesting don't even go to fast food places because you're going to be paying a lot and getting just a bunch of calories and things that aren't good for you. Okay, I know. 1990 called and would like me to get in touch with Jack LaLanne and find out what other health tips I need. Oh, Jack LaLanne. Jack LaLanne was a fitness guy that I think my mom used to watch in the morning, and he did it for a long time. So he passed, though, way before TikTok came about. TikTok has 183 million monthly active users.
Right?
Yes. A lot of people that sound like that are on it. It is up 16% from a year ago. Yeah, wasn't it supposed to be shut down like a year ago? It's gone up 16% in the amount of monthly active users. That is more than Pinterest and Snapchat combined. Snapchat still exists? I have a Snapchat account. I haven't been on it in probably 10 years or something like that. Pinterest, I'm still on, and I have links to that at mikesdailypodcast.com. But TikTok's daily active users grew 19% year over year to 102 million, just shy of Facebook's 107 million daily users. Wow.
Mike, you want to join in on this conversation? You can join in. You can.
Oh, thanks, guys. Are we discussing TikTok and how at the beginning of the sentence I said it's up 16% from a year ago, but it has grew 19% year over year? Oh, I guess the previous years it's grown 19% every year is what I think this person, Rob Black, was trying to say, where I got this story from. He's heard on AM 1220 KDOW, weekdays in the 5 o'clock hour. He's on Cron TV Monday through Thursday in the 9 a.m. hour. Ben and Jerry's. As you have heard, Jerry is gone. No, he didn't die. But Jerry Greenfield, half of the famous Ben and Jerry's ice cream duo, is leaving the company after almost 50 years, and he's claiming that Unilever... the company...
But if you get offended, that's the way the cookie crumbles. No.
The company that is running them, I guess, they sold part of it to them, is silencing the brand specifically about subjects like Gaza and President Trump. It doesn't matter how many brownie bites he's leaving on the table. Jerry Greenfield has said enough. I want to be able to say what I want to say. Like a song by that lady who, Sarah Bareilles, thank you. And to let the words come out. Let's see. Co-founder Ben Cohen shared a statement.
Fair and unbalanced.
And maybe you'll think this is fair and unbalanced, but he said that Jerry was quitting. He said it was one of the hardest and most painful decisions he has made. He accused Unilever of curtailing Ben and Jerry's ability to speak out on social and political causes, which became synonymous with the brand's identity. This from the folks at CNN. Oh, it was so funny. Trump in a press conference last week saying... He's taking questions from the reporters. I don't know if he does this every time, but he goes, okay, and so from CNN, fake news. He always includes that when he says the word CNN. He doesn't finish until he says fake news. But Greenfield and Cohen sold their Vermont-based ice cream company to Unilever in 2000. And laughed all the way to the bank. They were guaranteed the, quote, independence to pursue their values, said Jerry. But the brand's relationship...
Mike's absolutely useless review.
...eroded over the years. The Magnum Ice Cream Company, which is being spun off of Unilever, said the company has tried to work with the brand's co-founders. And they say... We disagree with his perspective and have sought to engage both co-founders in a constructive conversation on how to strengthen Ben and Jerry's powerful values-based position in the world. And that's where it is. It boiled over, apparently, in 2021 when Ben and Jerry ended its sales in occupied Palestine territories, saying it's inconsistent with the values of the socially conscious brand. And this triggered a backlash from Israel and kicked off a battle with Unilever over the brand's independence. So it's pretty involved. And then there was a lawsuit last year with Ben and Jerry filing against Unilever, accusing the parent company of censoring their public statements in support of Palestinian refugees and resolutions to end military aid to Israel. So my review is, if you're asking, is Mike's absolutely useless review, is that that's some really expensive ice cream. And I don't really, I, I really don't need it, honestly. I gotta watch it a little bit more at my age is my useless review. But if you're also asking,
Mike rip someone a new one.
I would like to say, if you are going to go to Ben and Jerry's, why don't you pick me up some of the Funky Monkey? Do they still make that? The Spunky something Monkey? That was good.
This isn't right!
Nah, I'm not going to rip anyone a new one.
There's something wrong!
I'm just going to welcome someone to Cafe Anyway as we begin our little section here of the show called Master Pod Theater.
Mike's daily podcast, Master Pod Theater.
Hi, Mike. It's Benita the Rodeo Queen. How are you doing? I brought my horse today.
It's a disgruntled fiddle player, tell you what.
What?
Nobody asks those guys what they think. In fact, I agree. Their ice cream too dang expensive. And what's all this fascination with Dave Matthews anyway? What's that about? Tell you what.
What?
And what's that thing, that band with the PH in their name?
Fish? Like fish food? Yeah, there was a lot of jam band fascination that Ben and Jerry enjoyed. But I would like to thank you guys for stopping by. And so one more person is stopping by as well.
Oh, Mike, I make delicious root beer handsome right now.
Oh, I can't wait to drink this. I hope it doesn't taste like that.
Okay.
Delicious. Very good. Brewmaster, how are things in the basement?
Yeah, it's all right. I had to rip someone a new one because they fell into the root beer vat. I said, no, don't fall into the root beer vat. That's not going to make it taste real bad. But I poured you some root beer that I made from that person that fell into the root beer vat's root beer that they made because they fell into the vat. Drink it right now, I'll kill you. Oh, boy.
Thank you, Brewmaster. I'm glad that I have partaken in that delicious root beer. What do you think about all that? Here's the number to call.
Call Mike at the Cafe Anyway hotline. Area code 510-228.
And with all things having to do with Mike's daily podcast, we go to the main frame and hear from A-Frame. Thank you very much for listening to this program that is simply called Mike's Daily Podcast. We will try to bring you another one. Oh, possibly tomorrow, if all goes well. Yay.
Mike's Daily Podcast is written and produced and performed by Mike Matthews. His podcast is super easy to find. Download or listen to his show and read his blog at mikesdailypodcast.com.
Email Mike now at mikesdailypodcast@gmail.com.
See you tomorrow. Bye.